Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am joined via phone by Mikey Carpenter, musician, manager, director, producer, who brings to the Aotearoa music industry a passion for uplifting and educating the next generation of artists and music managers. Mikey is an executive committee member of the Music Managers Forum Aotearoa, who are a collective voice for music managers and self-managed artists, both signed and independent. Today, he joins me to kōrero about tomorrow's MFF Aotearoa Foundations Workshop at Pearl Diver. Mikey, welcome to the program. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm very well, Lily. Thank you. What an intro. It makes me feel super old.
Wow, you know, it's impressive. That's what it is.
Which is okay. I've been around for ages, so, you know. They'd
have
done something.
Yeah. Before we jump into talking about the workshop details, first, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Music Managers Forum Aotearoa and your involvement with the not-for-profit?
Yeah, sure. So the MMF, the Music Managers Forum, is basically set up for managers or self-managed artists. It's an organisation that I guess we kind of pride ourselves on. One of our big things we have is our mentoring sessions. So we have over 30 mentors from around the music industry that if you're a member, which is only $100 a year, you can get as many mentoring sessions as you like. So there's people there like myself, like managers, but there's also promoters and lawyers, booking agents, other great managers. So, you know, we're kind of there for the community of self-managed artists and managers to connect with other people in the industry looking for advice and anything we can kind of offer to help, which is which is very similar to Foundations, and we just wanted to get around the country, and you know, we give a lot of advice and mentoring sessions out, and we just wanted to put together something that kind of covers the music industry and can come to your town and kind of talk to you about it and have big open Q&A question answer sessions as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And in terms of, you know, you're giving this information over to young people, it's kind of supposed to be filling in those gaps and breaking through, offering more transparency. Where do you think the gaps in transparency in our music industry lie that the MMFA, there we go, seeks to clear up and kind of make a little bit more honest or clear?
Look, I think for me, with the amount of sessions I've done, the one thing that I've noticed the most is there's a real lack of knowledge of how the music industry works, especially for a lot of kids who have come out of Rockwest, you know, and then gone into the music industry. But, you know, just the real basic understandings of you know, how a distribution agreement works, or a fan base, how to put shows on. Like, there's just a real lack of knowledge. There's not one place I could point you now that I go, you know, all the information's out there online. It's all in PDFs, deeply buried in people's websites. But there's not one place I can be like, you should go look at this. This will tell you exactly the things that we're going to talk about during Foundation. So we're trying to create a bit of a one-stop shop of education, all the knowledge gaps for people that, you know, simple of questions like, I don't want to use TuneCore anymore. How do I get a local distributor? Just things like that.
Yeah.
You know, real basic knowledge stuff.
Yeah. And this particular workshop that you're hosting in O Te Tahi, Te Whanganui o Tara and O Te Puti, it comes out of a moment of reflection after the tragic loss of Back to Basics presenter Lorraine Barry in 2025. She was a very dedicated advocate for emerging artists and managers. When was this particular workshop series born, and how does it kind of seek to carry on her legacy?
Yeah, well, Lorraine was like a mentor to me. So I've been managing probably for about 10 years now, and I leaned heavily on her as I was learning, and a lovely dear friend. It was, you know, a massive loss to the whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
And Back to Basics was something that I had actually done a couple of sessions with her on the panel. So I became a committee board member of MMF this year, and we decided that we wanted to carry on what she had set up, but also just, I guess, give it a new name, a fresh look, and I guess update it a little bit to how music's being released now these days, and with so many more independent artists really heavily focused on that and how it works. So, yeah, I wanted to carry her legacy on as a mentor and a friend, but also, you know, I'm super passionate about closing the knowledge gap between, you know, artists that are succeeding and why, and how we can get the next generation to the same point.
Yeah. And you kind of mentioned it before, the workshop covers building blocks that the artists should know. Each section is followed by a Q&A session, which is open. And my question here is, what do these building blocks cover? I know you kind of touched on that it's a hard thing to necessarily nail down, but if you could kind of give us a little bit more of an idea there.
Yeah, so basically the way we set it up is I've kind of gone back and I've rewritten, so basically 10 foundations of, you know, kind of starting out in the music industry. You know, it covers, you know, one of them is like, the very first one is like, you have the control. So just making sure, you know, the artists are aware that when we first start in this industry that you have all the control you're ever going to have. So how good your photos are, how good your music is, how good you are live, how good you are in interviews. Like, you have all of that control. So making sure that you, you know, take the time and be patient to get that stuff right. Because, you know, once the bigger you get, the more less control you have. You know, you can't control if Spotify likes you or if radio likes you or if a booking agent likes you. Like, that's kind of out of your hands. So it's just making sure that, you know, when you start, you get everything completely right. So that's one of the main big ones. Also around releasing music, the strategies, how the funding agencies work, you know, how to apply for funding. What else have we got on there? I think touring as well is another one, how getting support shows, how to set yourself up as, you know, as funny as it sounds, like, we are a business as an artist. Like, you want to, if you want to do it for a career, as a career artist, you need to make sure you set yourself up correctly. So, you know, we cover all the fundamentals of that kind of stuff. Also having, you know, Tom on this panel as well, it'll be a good chance for the quick Q&A sessions to ask a couple of experienced managers any questions people have around each topic. And then the thing I've found over the years is I've done plenty of panels where we just kind of yell at people for an hour and they don't take anything out of it because we don't really know who's in the room.
Yeah.
So, you know, cover a topic, one of the 10 foundations, and then afterwards have a good open Q&A session. So make sure people in the room, you know, are getting what they want. Because sometimes there'll be someone who's released no music and then someone sitting next to them could have released 5 albums. They're still trying to figure it out. So,
yeah, that's a really good point there. I know so many artists who have been around, you know, for maybe it's 4 or 5 years and they go like, what am I doing wrong? What is it that's not working here? What can I figure out? What kind of secret industry piece of advice have I not gotten yet? So it's good to know that it is open to both very, very emerging artists and artists who are that, you know, have that foot up, who maybe have even played some festival slots, but still aren't getting where they quite want to be.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it's all learning for all of us all the time. Like, even though I've been managing for a long time, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, because once you get your artist to a certain level, like, then you got to figure out how to get to that next level, and that's another whole learning, right? So I guess foundations for us is definitely about, okay, what are you guys missing and what can we help with? And, you know, no one's written a book on how to become successful. If they did, then we'd all be sweet. So, you know, it's kind of taking the advice from me and Tom, and also other people in the room will sometimes ask you questions that make you think and be like, that is a great question and we need to all think about, you know, what the answer to that is. So, yeah, I'm super pumped for it. Like, I love doing these things and I love, you know, seeing and meeting new artists from different parts of the country. So, yeah, I'm into it.
And you yourself, you're an artist manager. How has your experience as an artist manager informed your approach to mentorship?
That's a really good question. I think every artist is totally different. I think for me, I'm definitely an artist that is super emotionally connected to the music and the songs. So I will always, you know, I will manage an artist if I think they've got great songs because I know that a lot of the other stuff you can work on. But a great songwriter and a great musician for me is like, okay, there's something special here. In terms of the mentorship stuff, I think having someone that is super patient and is willing to work harder than you as a manager is the key for any artist. So if you want to have a team around you, you need to be driving the ship and driving and making sure everyone on board is working, but you need to be working the hardest. So I think a lot of people potentially when they're starting, like get a manager, get a booking agent, sit back, do nothing. It's like, no, that's when you really got to kick in. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're the boss, right? You're the one that's paying everybody. So for me, I want to find an artist that knows exactly where they're going, exactly what they want. And my job is just to facilitate that journey.
Beautiful. And one last question to end off. You kind of said earlier, you know, a lot of this information that is helpful, it's buried in PDFs and such. What do you believe is the biggest roadblock in the industry for young artists?
I don't want to say it's gatekeeping because I don't think people gatekeep purposely. But I do, again, I just think we need to create something that is accessible for everybody that explains everything. And I know that sounds super vague, but I think the biggest roadblock, again, is I can't say, if you're an artist, you go, oh, you know, what's a distribution deal, or what? How do I work with lawyers? Or that should be. I want to be able to go to this website. It's all there.
Yeah,
and it's all structured. You can click on the thing you want to know. You know, so for me, it's again, it comes down to knowledge. Like, I think there's a lot of knowledgeable people, a lot of great information. But the biggest roadblock for me is like, I just don't know how to find it. And I think lots of people tell me in this is like, I mean, I didn't even know that existed. You know, yeah. I didn't even know the Music Commission had a whole, you know, buried, not buried, but, you know, it's on their website, a bunch of information of how to get out with sound funding. You know, I just want there to be this, yeah, community that we're trying to build where people can get the information.
Beautiful.
Long-winded answer to roadblock. There you go.
No, it's great. And people can fill in their gaps in the knowledge at the workshop, which is being held at Pearl Diver tomorrow night from 6 to 8pm. It's open to the public. Mikey, is RSVPing absolutely necessary, and where can our listeners RSVP?
Yeah, so if you go to the MMF website, you can RSVP, but honestly, like, if you just want to pile on down, I'm sure there'll be room. You know, so RSVPs, I think they say are essential, but I think if you're not a computer person and you can't be biffed, then, you know, rock on down. It's open to the public. It's free to anybody. There'll be handouts of the 10 foundations that you can take away and kind of use as a bit of a working doc. And yeah, the best thing again is just the open Q&A. So, you know, if there's anything you don't know about the industry and you want to ask myself or Tom Dalton, who's obviously managed the Datsuns and has his own publishing company and is a great man, come on down. You know, it's free. Make the most of these occasions.
Great. Thank you very much for your time, Mikey.
No worries. Thanks, Lily.
That was Mikey Carpenter from MFA, my acronyms escape me, on the Foundations Workshop tomorrow night at Pearl Diver, a free event if you are a musician, if you are looking to manage musicians, if you are at all interested in any of these topics. Make sure that you get down to that one. It is a super important one. It is your one-stop shop. I cannot count on two hands the amount of artists who ask me, I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the next step is. Have I checked all of these boxes? This is the place where you get that information. Coming up next on the...
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.